the final hour of today's edition of the Chad HD Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Rush Limbaugh coming up here in about an hour. Welcome back to the program. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. And we are looking ahead now with city council races, very important city council races on the horizon. And joining me in studio today to talk about his campaign for Lubbock City Council in District 1, Frank Gutierrez. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Chad. Enjoy being here.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Tell folks a little bit, maybe if they haven't heard you on the radio, if they didn't catch you last time, tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Born and raised in Lubbock, Texas. Went to schools here, of course, and graduated from Lubbock High. Once a Westerner, always a Westerner. And volunteered for the U.S. Army. And served 3 years, did a tour of duty in Vietnam during that particular war. Earned GI Bill benefits, attended Texas Tech on those GI Bill benefits, and got a degree in political science from our beloved Texas Tech. And I'm currently retired from the workforce, and I'm actively pursuing being the next representative for City Council District 1.
And you've been involved in over at Lubbock City Hall. You know, you go to city council meetings. You're involved in the district. People know who you are. Why did you decide to throw your hat into the ring and run for city council?
Well, on the one hand, Chad, it was because of what we heard on from folks in their homes when we're doing the recall petition. As I visited with folks, I started seeing a clearer picture of what's out there. And there are some folks that are hurting as a result of this LPNL situation. And it's because of what I found and the committee found out there in people's neighborhoods. And it's a concern because often these folks go without a voice and a representative. And I want to be that voice and that representative for those folks on the city council.
The recall election failed. The petition was successful, but the recall
The election failed, and there could be several reasons for that. But now we have an election to where on May 10th we'll be able to decide as to who the next council person for District 1 is.
But why do you think it failed? And some people point to low turnout, and that's been a criticism of it's not just District 1, but all the districts around. We have low voter turnout, but District 1 traditionally has low voter turnout. Do you think that's going to be key in trying to defeat the incumbent, getting people out there?
Well, absolutely. It always is. When you have a district with 15,000 people and only 10% of them show up, that means there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of folks to talk to. And that's the focus of our campaign, is to be going door-to-door and visiting with folks in their homes. That way they will feel comfortable as to what they're saying. And we'll also be able to pick up information that's critical in understanding how local government affects the little guy.
What are some of your plans? I know you handed me one of your flyers that you've been handing out to people. One of the issues or one of the things that you would like to see in District 1, particularly in downtown Lubbock, you would like to see a community college brought in. How does someone on the city council get to that achievement?
It could be influenced, for example, setting up or sponsoring a task force to look into this concept of a community college. And we're talking about economic development through human development. There's going to be a need for another post-secondary facility in the downtown area because of the influx that's expected with veterans that are coming out after the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq wind down. There will be an influx of veterans. And some veterans don't feel comfortable in the big institutions such as Texas Tech or Lubbock Christian University. So we've got it's just an idea for an option to be able to, as I said, offer economic development through human development.
Visiting with Frank Gutierrez, you brought up earlier LPNL. You know the mess that's going on with LPNL right now with CEO Gary Zhang. The mayor has come out and said he has no faith whatsoever in Gary Zhang and that he would fire him. If you were on the city council right now and all of this with LPNL was still brewing, what direction would you want to take with LPNL?
I used to work for a company where we had a very well-identified procedures. And this particular situation falls under the category of code of business conduct. And in that company, we would have immediate termination. In my opinion, what happened, and if it is true that Mr. Zhang did this, then that would be grounds for termination in the former company that I worked with.
Do you think that the lack of, and it seems like there is a lack of cohesiveness on the city council with regards to LP&L, where, you know, the mayor would like to see some changes, but he just can't, he can't find anyone to go along with him. Do you think that you would bring a change in that direction?
Absolutely. And it's for the better, for the well-being of the community as a whole, because LP&L, the issue itself is very complicated. And we're in the middle of an RFP process, the request for proposals. So that has to write its course. And then the council will make a decision based on what the LP&L board recommends. So I'm looking forward to that. But at the same time, there are some concerns as to how the structure of the LP&L board is designed. There are some concerns that we've all heard about, and discussions on fees and taxes and what have you. I would look into that because it's having an effect on the lower, on the folks at the lower end of the economic ladder, and that's a concern.
Is that something that you don't think the incumbent has paid much attention to? He voted for the price, the rate increase, when the mayor and there were others in the community said, we may need a rate increase, but not right now.
He has publicly come out and said he would vote for the three rate increases. So that, to me, reflects that he's not concerned about the effect it's having on those folks who are on fixed incomes and cannot afford to be charged anymore.
Do you think there should have been a rate increase?
Well, you can justify anything at that level, but at the same time, it's how you implement it and how you present it to the public. That's how, what's important. The way it was done, with complete disregard as to how it would be accepted by the community, is a concern. And now we know in hindsight that it should have been done differently.
Mm-hmm. Visiting with Frank Gutierrez. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll have one more segment with Frank Gutierrez running for Lubbock City Council in District 1. When we come back, we've got taxes to get into, Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation, and he's smiling over there. So we'll be right back. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Frank Gutierrez, City Council candidate, District 1, in the studio with me. And if you have a question for Frank Gutierrez, you can call in 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. Frank, no doubt you've seen the news about the, I guess, the controversy about the Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation. There will be some speakers tonight at Lubbock City Hall who are going to address it during public comments. What are your overall thoughts on the Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation and the recent controversy regarding lack of transparency?
The council should have already addressed that issue when it first came up, not only to protect the integrity of the organization, but also the board members. It's an extensive list of names that we hear of. And it's for their benefit and for their sake that this needs to be cleared up. It would be very simple. Just open up the books and tell people what you're spending money on. As far as the perception of duplication of services by having city staff also on that board's staff. That to me is unacceptable because you can't have the two. Either work for one or the other, but you shouldn't do both because of what we have now, the perception of impropriety.
Right. And you have one worker who is getting paid for the work with Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation while he's working on the clock for the city of Lubbock.
Right.
And so.
Well, it seems that in order to be more effective, you would want to have full-time work on that initiative because, to my understanding, they are wanting to open up the market for more housing so as to create rooftops, according to what they said in one city council meeting. And that is to encourage economic development for that part of town, which is greatly needed, and I agree with that. But as far as the current climate that we have at City Hall with regard to that organization, the council has been slow in responding. And because for whatever reasons, we don't know, and hopefully we'll get some tonight. But I support the transparency part of it, that we should know what's going on. And if there are some questions of impropriety, they should have already been answered. Mm-hmm. Because the longer it lingers, the more it festers, and people are going to get even more upset because of the lack of clarity in this regard.
Do you think the Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation, do you think they've been successful at what they've been doing? I mean, it's one of the big questions I know with lack of transparency. People want to know where taxpayer money is going, and if it's been used correctly. And for those who don't live in Northeast Lubbock, people don't know what's happening.
It, on the surface, it seems to be working. However, and because of the lack of opening up their books and being clear as to what exactly they're doing, now the perception is that they're not. But I spent a lot of time in the East Side because of the charter school that I'm on the board of, Rise Academy over there on MLK. So I see what's going on. At the same time, I also see that shopping center that was mentioned earlier, it's empty. And folks are wondering, well, why is it empty? And so there's some questions that have to be answered concerning that shopping center. On the other hand, the improvements for that particular part of town is going to take a long time. And North and East Lubbock, is, in my mind, is making an effort, a noble effort, but they need to be clear as to what they're doing and where their money is going. That way folks will feel more comfortable in supporting the initiative because East Lubbock is Lubbock, Texas. And East Lubbock should also reflect what's the prosperity that's being shared in the other parts of town. Should also be happening in East Lubbock as well as North Lubbock, which where District 1 is at.
In your opinion, how do you attract business into North and East Lubbock and into District 1 and throughout? How do you get businesses to say, okay, we'll look at Northeast Lubbock, because you mentioned the shopping center completely empty. There's a reason why businesses aren't going there. How do you attract them?
My understanding is that there are not enough folks there to sustain or support any franchises. For example, a church's chicken place was there one time, and it's gone. And nothing has happened as far as economic development. The United is supported not only by East Lubbock residents, but by people that live out in Rawls and Idaloo and those other communities in that part of town or in that area of the county. So that if we have more clarity in what's going on with this organization, then I think that folks will be more supportive of its efforts and look at the long range plans as opposed to what's happening currently.
What is your philosophy when it comes to taxes? Obviously, this is always a big issue when looking at City Hall and the City Council and the budget in the future. What's your philosophy when it comes to taxes?
Don't like taxes, just like everybody else. This is Lubbock, Texas.
Like everybody else. There are some people.
Well,
there
are some folks that want to tax you to death. But I think that sometimes you have to put that on the table. If we're talking about prosperity, then, and it takes a bond election, for example, to bring that about, then we should discuss it. And sometimes you have to make an exception to the rule. And I would be supportive of something that would be not only beneficial to District 1, but to the whole city.
And as far as a bond election?
As far as a bond election, yes.
Okay. But as far as tax increases go, in the form of bond election, that's what you would support?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I would do everything in my power to avoid going that route.
Sure. What are some other areas? Obviously, you've been block walking. You've talked to people during the petition process. What are some of the areas of concern for District 1 residents that the incumbent, maybe they don't see those issues addressed by the person who's in the seat right now?
Well, one of them is economic development, of course, which everybody's talking about. In that area, it is important because it's one of the oldest areas, and it also encompasses Texas Tech. So that economic development is extremely important because we sustain that whole area in the Overton area as well. And Arnett Benson neighborhood by itself has over 5,000 registered voters. So it's a huge area, and there's a great buying power there that I think can be benefited by more economic development along that North University corridor, which, by the way, North and East Lubbock, District 1 is part of that development, but I have yet to see any kind of projects or any kind of long-range project. There are some on the drawing boards, but as far as the program itself being implemented, that hasn't happened.
Downtown Lubbock is obviously another one of those big topics that will come up with this city council. Your philosophy on using taxpayer money for downtown Lubbock versus it being privately done, except for maintaining roads and utilities. Where are you at on that?
I'm all for private development. Government really needs to stay out of that and support it with the infrastructure as we normally do. But I think that the developers should be encouraged to invest in downtown Lubbock. The reason I mentioned the concept of establishing a campus for a post-secondary education institution is to nurture economic development with human development. If you have a workforce that is prepared, that is trained, then it's easier to sell folks on the concept of downtown redevelopment.
Visiting with Frank Gutierrez, running for Lubbock City Council in District 1. Your opponent, the incumbent, was talking about the outer route, the outer loop, and came out against what is currently being planned. Do you fear that what is currently being planned by TxDOT, we're talking years from now, would hurt District 1?
Not at all. But that discussion started back in 2005, so that these concerns that are being currently voiced, why weren't they voiced back then when this whole project was in the planning stages? One of the former commissioners served on that committee back then. So it seems to me that it's another one of the ploys that is being used to fire up that element that is looking for that particular kind of direction. And I think that it's valid. However, it comes along late.
Real quickly, caller who asked the question, do you think the crime rate in East Lubbock is one of the reasons why businesses won't go there?
It doesn't help. And I think that with more emphasis on the delivery of services, we could have a better area in East Lubbock.
Frank Gutierrez, candidate for District 1 City Council. Appreciate your time. We'll get you back in studio throughout this election process.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Chad.